This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We're already recording, right? Because A-Rai started.
Oh, see, yeah.
What I said. Yeah. I said I wasn't going to say one word. No, absolutely not.
He said the intro, didn't he, Dylan? Dylan would lie.
The first thing I said was I'm not saying one word.
But by saying I'm not saying one word, they start recording.
We tried to bait him.
You
know, I had a feeling that tagging with him was going to be an issue. We always start the show and then we do intro, you know, once we get rolling. That's what makes us different. Yeah.
I'm a super peanut butter and jelly over here because Kevin's in studio, and if he gets to meet Tucker before I meet Tucker,
I don't think that's going to be a problem. I don't know. Me and Tucker both subscribe to our beliefs on the alien stuff. So,
oh really?
Yeah.
This is the
wise men. So of course Tucker would fit right in. Open invite to Tucker, and he would do it. If everyone agrees to wear khakis, so he feels comfortable, you know. Hey guys, I'm here.
Can I wear a khaki colored jean with like maybe like a two way stretch?
You wear whatever you want, Aaron. We've never discouraged you from being who you want to be.
You know? we don't discriminate on here.
No,
I appreciate it. You know.
All right, so who we got? Because when Dylan half assed texted me this week for the show, like who are you having on this week? I said the crew.
Right.
So I heard EC3's dominant, amazing, inspirational voice. I heard Trevor Idol wants to wear khaki jeans, and of course you're here. So is Hawk with us? Okay. So we got Big League by Hawk. It's okay. It happens.
Oh, Luke.
Yeah. And we're not letting Merch Lady ever back. How dare she?
Right. She kind of
what a heel. We evil woman. Evil scorpion woman.
Talking about
she
what
we waited to the very
common.
End
right.
to let us all know we've been fired.
Terrible. She was waiting to say it for an hour or two and dropped it on minute 55.
Yeah.
And then we had to close.
We had to close.
Yep.
Hannity was coming in.
Yeah.
You know? EC3 was shocked, and he's not easily shocked.
Man, I mean, like, I couldn't have been more respectful and kind and sweet to her lovely niece. And, you know, if I wasn't ready to pursue a relationship, I'm not going to waste her time.
But pressuring you on live?
Yeah.
Well, we're not live. It's live to us. It's live to us. You know?
I think he handled it very well. Very professional and very tactful.
He should have handled it like she handled it. Said something nice and then insulted her at the end. Like, listen, I like a bicycle as much as the next guy. But, you know, I don't, you know, I check the tires. If the tread's, you know, worn, I move on. There's nothing wrong with that. But he was
Speaking of insults, thanks for the kind pleasantries you gave me on Fox this week.
You mean the one that you got 19 calls from all your in-laws over?
Your booking rates went up
100%.
I've been wrestling for 22 years, and my family's like, oh, he's a wrestler. But Tyrus talks about me for 15 seconds on Fox, and they're calling me going, you made it, bro. You've done something. You know,
that's how powerful you are now, though, bro. How about that?
I'm like, what the hell? Like, I've wrestled in Madison Square Garden. I've done some amazing things in my career, but it's Tyrus busting my balls on Fox News that got me over.
Aaron, go ahead. Before I roast him, go ahead.
No. This is interesting because, like, yeah, at one point we were all kind of famous and it was nice and we had it all. And now one of us gets really famous.
Yeah.
And like, it's you don't even know the inconvenience, what it's like to be your friend because, Tyra's this. I was in Atlanta and the pastor of the church in Atlanta found out I was friends and just, oh, my God, I had you sign a book. That I bought myself, by the way, and paid full price.
I would have it no other way.
My Aunt Sharon.
And we all get this.
Auntie Sharon.
Yeah.
Hey, listen,
where you're super famous.
Let me tell you right now, this goes to everyone but EC3, who has supported me through thick and thin, has had my back since day one when I've come on Fox. By the rest of you were like, he won't make it. He wasn't even Intercontinental Champion. This guy won't make it.
Jesus.
I went straight to TV.
Yeah. the number one rated show on television. Yeah.
So I say to Trevor, I give him the Iggy, right? That's kayfabe for I let him, spoiler alert. I said, hey, you got a pitcher because I had a monologue and I wanted to, you know, this is my first one with the NWA Heavyweight Championship, so I figured it'd be only befitting to, you know, throw a nod to my buddy who held it before me. So I said, hey, man, you got a good 8x10 you can send me? And he was like, yeah. Every pitcher he sent me, he's topless and with the belt on. So, and then he said, sorry, bud, I only have ones with the belt.
So, the last 2 years, that's what I've been doing.
He literally could have went to his wonderful wife and said, hun, take a quick picture of me. I got to send it to Tyrus so I can, for the show tonight. I'm going to be on Gutfeld tonight. And instead, then I picked the worst one. I picked the one when he just won the belt. He's sitting in his trunks with the belt around his waist and a beer, staring off into the abyss. And I was like, well, yeah. And then, what do you say to that? Now, all the things I could have said, I said, put on a tie.
You said that something about busting my balls.
That wasn't me. Okay, they wrote the joke, and I was like, I don't like this joke.
That's the first thing they went to, hygiene.
Yeah, I said, I don't like the joke. But the rib was on me because I had vetoed a couple of – I don't like – so the show started off, I was going on a serious tip, right? And because I will not let go – of this Majorca thing. I will not let it go. And for those of you who don't, and this isn't a wrestling thing, but I have a hard time whenever someone's accused of something and there is no merit for it and it has been disproven and somebody continues the lie. Now, Majorca came out, Alejandro Majorca came out and said that the Border Patrol agents were whipping Haitians with whips. And on horseback. And it was like, he did that to these men and women. And he knew walking up the podium, the photographer said, no one was whipped. Those reins were used to control the horses for the safety of not just them and their horses, but the migrants they were trying to stop from crossing the border.
Right.
He knew that information, but that picture was for their narrative. Sorry, not EC3's narrative, which is good for everybody. Their narrative, because they wanted to make an excuse for the border by painting our own men and women who serve this country as racist criminals with badges.
I've kind of developed something, and I'm actually interested in all of your thoughts.
This is not a medical show.
No. This is the text
benign.
After the show. It's benign. Like the private text where I hit, you know, I hit you guys up individually.
Yeah.
But anyways.
You usually do that when you ask me a question about black people, but go ahead.
Well, what am I going to do, text Trevor?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's sad you only have one black friend, but go ahead.
Well, you talk to me all the time, so you're my closest friend.
We agreed never to publicly admit that, but go ahead.
All right, fine. So we'll delete that. But anyways, moving forward, what I've kind of deduced, right, like where, number one, when a story like that comes out, I kind of went, wait a minute, it's 2022, and with all the, the focus on stories like this, like, I don't think that anyone would be doing that. But again, you never rule it out because you never know. But there was a photo, but there wasn't video. And I just think, like, we live in a day and age where everybody or somebody has a video camera. And if something's going on like this, there would be actual film. So I kind of, like, that's really the only proof, I think. If there's, like, video of something like this, then you can kind of, without, you know, a shadow of all doubt, go forward right at the beginning. You know what I mean? And even then.
Because here's the thing about Aaron, I'm with you with that. But here's the thing about video. Okay. We see this a lot of times when people are trying to go after the police department. They will show the last 30 seconds of a 5-hour incident with somebody resisting arrest. Yep. I personally give a rat's ass about social media, and I think you know, with I think we all kind of miss the I belong. Like, we didn't grow up being hooked, our umbilical cord hooked to a tablet.
Right.
Thank God for
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's easier, I think, for us to disconnect. Trevor, he works with his hands. He's a hands-on dad. He's got snow. He's in the mid. You know what I'm saying? He can just go outside and he can find something to fill his 9 hours a day.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Same thing. EC3, who I think probably is the most, works the most on social media, but he uses it to push his brand. I very rarely see him going, here's my meal tonight, guys, or
yeah,
here's my outfit for the show. It's date night. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't use it for that insecure attention.
Yeah.
You know?
And to be fair, you know, you have to use that as a necessary evil, but like, especially when I'm going to get really into the mix with the, you know, the people that despise me so much, I don't read your comments. I don't read what you write about me. I don't know what you're saying about me. So it doesn't exist. So it's perfect. I can disconnect.
Yeah, because again, you don't have an umbilical cord on it. Aaron is probably the most least involved in social media. I know that he has to work hard just to do a post. He absolutely has no use for it for obvious reasons because it leaves a trail.
Yeah. I got massively addicted to it, and I'm here to tell people that, and I'm out of it now. I mean, I'm trying to get out of it as much as I possibly can. I think the psychology of social media can be a living hell. You know what I mean? Like, when you get caught in looking at this person's social media, or looking at that person's social media, or having your social media, and what is it? There is so much that's left up to other people's interpretation that you may or may not have meant. It can be a real trap, you know. And I don't know how good it is. You know, how long has it been? 10 years now since we've been dealing with social media. Twitter was the first one. Now
Elon, it's Matt Cardona's fault.
Well, I don't want to blame Matt anybody. Cardona. Right?
Yeah, I can't wait to beat his ass in Tampa.
He did a great job with the internet.
Alone,
yeah,
like, you know, but
but yeah, no, I think it's you know, I pray it's run its course, kind of. I know it has useful things.
Social media is the biggest catfish in the world, if you guys think about it.
Yeah. Yeah,
because most people don't put their real lives on there, whether it be good or bad.
Right,
everybody's trying to live this life that we all know is horse. It's not real.
No,
you have three personas. There's the real you, the public you, and then the fake real you on social media.
Right.
Yes. And you try to, people from back home where I live at that I don't have any association with, that only went to high school with, they think I am like this millionaire because they see me wrestling in these great places. They see me getting to do these cool things. When in reality, I'm no different than any one of us on this podcast. Trying to make my way in this world and try to live, you know, live right.
You know, I can tell you, like, for me, the big, like, when I was having my, I never showed it, but I would say self-esteem issues with social media because I was unhappy with my positioning in the company. Like, I trained to beat Cena's ass. I wanted to go face-to-face with Taker, and I had the skill set, and I had the mouth, I had the size, I had the look. Mm-hmm. And when I was given a character to play that I never wanted to or even conceived of being, but that's how I was going to put food on the table. The one thing that I started to dig in on was attention from women on social media. Like, that made it better, but it ruined my relationships.
Yeah, because that's the thing too. You're talking about a platform that anybody in the world can get to you at, like male or female.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's something where anybody now, we're living in a world, can go and track you down and literally have your phone. It's basically your phone number. It's the same exact thing. Have access to you. And I was thinking about this the other day. It's too much accessibility to the people we care about.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And a lot of the times,
yeah,
they were individuals that I would best not want to be known for knowing.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I did everything I could other than the 7 to 8 minutes that I was around them to get away from them.
Yeah.
And then
bingo.
they will post because you can't be on, you can't be Johnny on the spot all the time. Right. You might fall asleep and take a nap. Right. Next thing you know, there's a picture. My boo's sleeping, and you're like, "Oh no,
right?
No, you know? And you blame them.
Yeah,
but it's you.
Yeah,
and your weakness that you've because you get your attention and your needs met instead of dealing
in reality.
With my like saying, you know what I should have done. Walked in there and said, I'm not doing this character. If that means I got to go home, then so be it.
Right, right.
But I wouldn't do that because I didn't want to lose the check. But I wasn't, you know, and eventually I look back on the Funkasaurus and I love it now because it was the greatest challenge of my career to be something that I wasn't. I don't dance. Even now, still don't dance.
Okay. Yep.
Not
you sure you don't walk around the house and throw up the hands? And
no, no. Even, only if my, it, like, hey, now man, when my kids watch me wrestle... My daughter just wants to see when I put people down, but she likes my entrance and the dancing and stuff.
The new one or old one? The new oh, she likes the
Funkasaurus stuff. Yeah, she likes watching me beat people up. But
it was.
But what I'm saying is, but like when I was doing it, I was so concerned about what my homies thought, and I was so concerned about, you know, when someone senses something negative about me or whatever. Right. And you know, I remember Triple H, who was looking out for me. Said, hey, when I debuted, don't look at the internet. Yeah. You know, and I remember he said that to me, but in my mind, it was even worse than what it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you end up addicted, just like I didn't run out and smoke crack.
Right.
I went out and I started looking at easy targets to make myself feel better.
Yep.
Which then ruined my relationships because you try to justify your bad behavior by, well, what am I supposed to do? They're all over me. No, you allow yourself. So it's like, and for some guys, like I said, the good news was that that's correctable by just killing the social media. Like with EC thread, I stopped reading comments, good and bad, because I feel like the good ones are more dangerous than the bad ones. Because when you get a bad comment, you're like, that guy.
That's really smart. You know, right. The good ones are more dangerous. They will. Yeah.
Or worse, you start believing that.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Which a lot of
I am underutilized. I'm not pushed. Look what this guy with six zeros in his name says. And then you look at his other things, he's saying the same things about people you can't stand who deserve to be low card, if not unemployed. And you're like, well, yeah. I mean, he's right for me, but not them.
We'll be back with much more after this.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What do you think, WWE and NWA and AEW, all these companies, what do you think they think of social media? You think they think it's a disaster? Because I remember when...
Cool.
You think?
No,
you
think yeah.
See, I don't know. If I'm running a company, I don't know how, you know what I mean?
Like, I think the problem is, I think it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Because it also pushes guys they don't necessarily think can make money.
Right, exactly.
Like, I want to get rid of this guy, but he has such a social media presence.
Right.
Or gal. But yet their work sucks. But because they're over with the internet crowd.
Yep.
But long term, they're not making any money. But I don't want, you know, I don't want to get anything. Or worse, not worse, but some people were clever, unlike none of us were, to where we would put our grievances out on social media and use, like, for me, example, be like, oh, I'm not getting a push because I'm black, hashtag racist WWE, while employed there, because then they can't fire me. And then they're like, well, if we don't push them, then we're like, they can be manipulated by individuals who have a strong social media presence.
Right.
So I think it's one of those things where they use it because it pushes their brand.
Right.
I think the WWE are genius because they made the universe the star.
Right. Right.
So the individual person, if he did have beef on social media, but the fans are there for the universe. They're part of the universe. They're the part of the show.
Yeah.
They're the stars. So if you go away, doesn't matter. The wrestlers are interchangeable because the universe is the star. Yep. So they were clever in the way that they did that to where one person couldn't really dominate them on social media.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to tip, because they were able to navigate those waters where smaller companies, I don't think, have the ability and can be held hostage by somebody who thinks they have a giant social media presence.
I think it's so incredible that when I first looked at Twitter, I was like, what in the hell is this? This is a joke.
Yeah.
I said, this is an absolute joke. Everybody with a phone, behind their phone writing. And now a man as powerful as Elon Musk and the news and everything, this is a big deal. Like, there is so much attention on Twitter and what it's done and the way it's changed things. And even in a political sense, it's very fascinating to me how it got that far and that powerful so fast.
Do you feel, though, that it's just a bubble, too? Because every news person and publicist and every person, like, I think Tyra said it best, you know, wrestling companies are held hostage by social media. AEW specifically, they book for social media.
Right.
And that's what, like, lost a vast majority of the people that might be listening to this podcast, like casual fans who listen to us, but they're not tweeting us, they're not talking about it, but they're always listening, as opposed to wrestling fans who aren't listening to this at all.
Real fast.
I'm sorry. Like Twitter's just a bubble. And so media's on there, publicists are on there. Everybody's living in that bubble world of Twitter, and Elon's doing this
and stifling that,
is it going to the mainstream? I don't know.
We're giving ourselves away for free. You know what I mean? Like,
and, you know, like Kevin, like,
does that make sense? You know what I mean? We're on there. Like, you know, if our job is to have an opinion, that opinion gets given away for free, you know, on social media. And I don't know if that's like the smartest thing for anybody to be doing constantly either. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know if that makes sense.
And the people that give their opinion, the quality of those opinions are horrible. Like everybody has a platform to say what they want. And it seems as if the people who are knowledgeable that can actually give you information that you need are almost drowned out by the horse of everybody else that shouldn't be saying anything.
It's like this, right? Like social media in general, and I may have used this analogy on here before. In fact,
I don't have time to check. Like,
but thank you. But it's literally like, it's like a force like anything else, right? Like electricity, we can use electricity to turn the lights on, or we can use electricity to cook someone in the chair, right?
Yeah.
Whatever it is, like we can harness it for good or bad. So if your primary reason for having an Instagram is, you know, commerce, then okay, you have to just approach it like that. But if you're on Instagram just, you know, again, wanting to kind of like see what the latest trend is and something, and kind of like you're so fixated on it, or like looking at pictures of whatever, like, I don't know.
Yeah, or there becomes a psychology where, okay, I didn't actually do it today unless I told people that I did it on social media.
Yes.
It's like, no, man, you just did it. You had a nice, real moment in your life. And I'm even talking to myself here, like, just accept that. Like, it got really, really way out of balance. You know what I mean? And I social media was, it came on like a thunderstorm, right? And it's a lot.
You know, so EC3 made a great point. Like, why aren't we could have, like, if we came out here every week and trashed wrestling companies or told dirt stories or buried guys, we'd have wrestling observers, wrestling other, everyone would want to talk to us. Everyone would come on the show because they want to trash. But because that, I don't want to do that. I don't want that fan. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't need that fan. I'm not going to trash a guy for making his living at AEW. I'm not going to trash a guy for being in NWA or air my grievances with my time in the WWE, if I had any at all, with you guys. And we sit around and we just bury everything. And especially those of us who have been successful, not just in the ring and out of the ring. One of the things that bothers me is when I see legends or I see guys who now do radio and they do other podcasts, and they're burying the guys who are on TV now, and they're taking shots at them, and they're talking about their work ethic, and they're talking about this, and they're talking about that. And to me, it's like, if you feel that strongly about it, this is wrestling. Ric Flair wrestled till he was 120.
Yeah, get in the ring.
He's still wrestling. Yep. So get your ass in the ring. Call up Triple and say, hey, I want to work a program with that guy. Do something positive with him instead of burying him like, oh, you need to go to the gym. And some of the people that make those comments, we remember their work ethic. And when they were at the top, they weren't doing the shit that they're accusing everybody of. You know, I look at, and this is the only shot I'm going to throw, the Attitude Era formed their own club. They were over. They were in with the boss, and they formed their own. It was a giant clique, and they made sure that everybody got a turn. And they also extended all of their careers by like 10 to 20 years. So what does that mean? It means the PG era guys got murdered.
Yep.
They got murdered because those guys kept going.
Yeah.
I to this day, Cesaro should have been a 5 to 6 time heavyweight champion.
No question. In my
opinion.
No question.
Just off ring work. Yep. I remember at Deep South, I knew two holds, and it was like headlock and lockup. And Cesaro came in for a lot. This is when he had long hair. And he worked a hand in the ring. Yeah. Just the guy's hand. Yeah. And I remember, I don't think I blinked. And I was like, man, this guy is so smooth. And this is in 2006. And I just got signed to a contract. Because I looked a part and I had a hard work ethic, but my wrestling skills were I wouldn't even compare myself. He didn't get signed. And I was like, how could you not sign a guy who had the whole room speechless while he worked a hand?
Yeah.
You know, and then because it used to be a guy who worked like that, you pushed and you put guys who talked trash around him, Backlund, Bruno Sammartino. Yep. He didn't have to have it all because Bret Hart. No one is going to quote a Bret Hart promo. I love Bret. Bret was one of my biggest supporters. He was the best there was, the best there ever is. He was the excellence of execution. That's all he had to say because his work was his mic.
Right.
And you put guys around him that ran their mouths and did the yeah, yeah, yeah. And it worked. Yoko, I don't think he rested, so I don't think he ever had much of a promo. He pretended like he didn't even speak English. Fuji did his talking.
Banzai.
Or Cornette did his talking. But in the ring, he was just a physical, he was menacing. And then when you didn't see it, a super kick out of nowhere. Crazy athleticism for a man of his size. So
one of the top 10 champions, in my opinion, in WWE history.
Because
I put him like,
and it was the guys around him. Hogan was so great and over. Why? Because he was kicking guys. Mr. Wonderful, King Kong Bundy, Big John Studd, Macho Man, Andre the Giant did the ultimate. He was surrounded by everybody worked to build, but there was room. Everybody kind of got Kamala. Everybody got a little piece. Everybody got a turn. Then that stopped. That clique, that group made sure that they all stay fed. And then when they would come back, with very few exceptions, most of the time, PG guys, we got ate up. Because our vocabulary was different.
Yeah.
The only guy who I've ever seen go one-on-one, and I'm just going to say it, was Sandow. Because he didn't need to say, because they'd be like, oh, you're a bitch. Crowd goes crazy. We can't say that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We can't. How do you talk trash with somebody when they could use cuss words and you can't?
Yeah. And then when they're brought back, they can use them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like.
And that's right.
No, but then Sandow was just so. Sorry. He wouldn't use that language to begin with.
Right. Right.
He was our version of the genius, but he was like the handsome half-breed. He could still work and look the part. And not saying genius couldn't work. He was just smaller. But that was the one time where his character was not affected by the unfair fighting advantage because you would go in a promo with one arm tied behind your back. So you can
preach.
You
the
can.
Black Knight, that shit was over though.
You know what I mean?
Monty Python. How over that was.
But what I'm saying, but yeah, and look, don't get me wrong. We're all here in one form or the other because of the Attitude Era. Let's not make a mistake about it. They changed the game. Kevin Nash and them changed the way how we got paid. Like, they changed the game.
Absolutely.
But they also kept the game. And then you hear all the, like, the dogging out of guys during our era that, oh, well, he never held the championship. No one was willing to step aside. They had their five guys on the bus. No one was looking to build anybody. They didn't have to.
Right.
There's no age limit in this. You know, so you and we could be bitter, but those of us who are like, you know what, I'm going to be over no matter what. If not here, so be it. I say I'm a star. I'll prove it. Bet. I'm going to get more ratings than you one day. Want to bet? I will still be on TV when you are dragging your one legs to a signing. Okay. So you won this in the little pond, but I'm going to win the big pond because I believe in myself and I know I'm a star. That's your mentality. And then you go do it. So then you don't, but not all of us have that. Some of us get so eaten up by wanting to excel in a game, and it's entertainment by all rights. Entertainment does not have to be fair. Entertainment, right. Professional sports is not fair. It will never be fair. It's not supposed to be fair. It's survival of the fittest. You either eat or you get eaten, period. Yep. There's no room for, but I want to be this and I feel like you're not giving me a chance. They don't have to. It's entertainment. You want fair, you get a 9-to-5. You want fair, you become a mathematician. You do something where you put in the work, the results come back. Be a scientist, be a doctor, be a lawyer. Do something, a fireman, a police officer. There are jobs.
That ain't fair either.
But you're still going to get in the game if you do the work. You do the work, you pass the classes, you're going to get your degree. You might promotions and stuff have to do with individuals, but if you have the ability where I am the best, let's say I'm the best teacher in Illinois, but the principal is just not giving me my raise or whatever, I'm going to go to another school because of my credentials and my work ethic. I will find a way. Entertainment is the opinion of someone else. Yeah. Your wrestling career is based on the pen or pencil, because card is subject to change, Dr. Tom Pritchard, of a writer who decides, I like his look.
Yeah.
We're going to make him a killer. I don't like his look. We're going to make him a dancing bear. So, and that's it. EC3, when he went to Impact, was the most hated heel in the country, period. I was there. I was there. So much so, they had to bring him back to slow him down.
Yeah.
Jesus.
No.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no.
I was standing behind him.
I know. Yeah.
Then I fell for it. That's my fault.
No. We all would fall for
good
it.
Intentions.
Let's not kid ourselves. They call tomorrow, we go. Because we're sick.
Oh, it'll be different this time.
It'll be different. Thank you. It'll be. It's they just like it's the prettiest girl you've ever been with.
Yeah,
she's the most gorgeous girl you've ever been with.
Yeah,
and she cheats on you every time.
She calls you.
But when she calls you, hi Tyrus, it's Ingrid. It's Ingrid. I miss you. And you're like, well, she is a 10. She's changed.
Yeah.
And then 4 months
it'll
into it.
Different this time.
Who's that? Who's that guy? Oh, sorry. He's younger. He's got so much more going for him. Look at him. Look at his charisma. So I'm gonna have to let you go. But here's the cool part. I'll give you 3 months' pay.
Right.
And then you walk out and you're like, I am never, ever talking to Ingrid again. The hell with her. Yeah. 6 months later, ring. Hey, what you doing? Oh, nothing. Because that is the sickness of loving this sport. That's the problem. Yeah. It's like NWA, same thing. You know, New Japan, it doesn't matter what wrestling company you're with. The hardest thing to do for any of us is to walk away, even when wrestling is say, if I was you, I would walk away. Maybe even a fast jog.
Right.
We're never going to love you the way you love us. But that is the same thing as any guy in the NFL, any guy who wants to be an actor, it keeps going to audition. After audition, he gets told no, And he's like, I'm done with this. Right. And then gets a call with like, hey, we got this B film. Yeah. Doesn't pay much, but it's a feature role. You're going to show up.
Yeah.
And that's you can't be addicted to wrestling and social media. You just can't.
Right,
you got to make a choice.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Bring it on back.
Yeah, well, that's what I do. Hold it right there. We'll be back in a bit.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, hey, Trevor, let me ask you. So, you're a hands-on parent. How do you navigate social media with your kids?
That's a good question.
With Trevor Paul is on social media, but it's not like it's not a big importance in his life. He uses it more for like communication amongst his friends, whereas I use it as for my business. You know what I mean?
Right.
I have him on Facebook. I see his stuff. He hasn't put me in a position to be concerned about what he's doing on social media. So at this point, I look at his page. I make sure that, you know, nothing's on there that's uncomfortable for me or something that's not proper. But other than that, he's at an age where I have to trust him.
Yeah. How old is he?
Very difficult. He's 17.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. See, I always kind of thought there should be an age. I mean, there should be an age limit.
I think if you don't have a driver's license, you shouldn't be on social media.
Thank you.
And if you are on social media with your parents' permission, your parents are held accountable for your behaviors.
There are studies in this that it will change your brain. You know what I mean? Like, if your brain is not fully developed, and they say, like, in men sometimes that's 24.
It's worse in women.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right. I have three daughters.
Yeah.
And I have to be a monster on social media because they are so susceptible. Like, bullying for boys is physical.
Right.
Right. That doesn't change. Schoolyard.
Yep. Right.
But when you go home, it's done.
Yeah.
No boys are waiting for you on social media.
Yeah.
Girls get it, and then it keeps going. Like, they'll take a picture of their outfit and say, how do I look today, guys? And, of course, some mean girls will say, you look fat, you look stupid. Oh, my God, I can't believe you wore that. Then they go home and then hashtag, did you see this outfit today? It, like, never ends for girls.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can't imagine, honestly. And then there's filters. And,
and then you
got
to worry about
this.
Nasty, grown-ass men pretending to be children.
Yep.
You know, and they hang out in all the games the kids want to play, Roblox. Fortnite with my kids, and I only allow them to play private with me.
Right.
Like, we play together as a family, or we don't play at all.
Yeah.
Because I can't, because they're playing a game, and they think they're playing with other kids, and they're not.
And you don't know.
And they're not.
It's too much accessibility to the people that we can. You know what I mean?
And
it is.
Worse,
it just is.
Then they stop, because what I've noticed with my younger kids is, and Trevor will attest to this, they get so hooked on what's happening on that tablet that the things around them are irrelevant.
Yeah.
Like, I literally snatched up Trevor's son, one of my favorite kids. And then in the picture, I have him snatched up. Now, he's smiling because he knows it's me and we got to work on his acting. But the little one didn't even look up from his Switch.
Yeah. No.
Didn't even bat an eye. Missed the whole thing.
Yep.
And I would tease him, but I've literally watched my daughter on her phone walk into my car. And I saw her go into the car, but because I'm a big life lessons guy, I'm not like mommy who's going to be like, hey, watch out. I'm going to be like, oh, man, imagine if you weren't on your phone. That wouldn't have happened.
Right.
You know?
There was like in our generation, if you wanted to watch TV, you sat and you watched TV.
But you had to watch it in front of mom.
Well, right. Yeah, we all watched TV
together.
Yeah,
you had like one friend who had a TV in his room, but he was the friend that everyone was kind of like, yeah, you don't want to be alone with this guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there was always that one kid.
If we play video games, we played them in front of mom and dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then we all the people that were playing the video games were present in the room.
You had to be in the room.
That are playing the video games. And we all knew who they were. And they lived down the street and we knew their pair, whatever it is. And now it's just.
You're playing with a friend from Vietnam.
And God knows who.
Turns out he's really down the street and his name's Leroy.
Yeah. Well, right.
Yeah.
Well, guys,
he's the one that drives that grape van around. Yeah. You know, the rusty, hollow.
It's not just the ice cream truck guy anymore.
Right.
Well, and also, too, the schools. Like, I know for my son, 3/4 of his classes are done in class, but on laptops or some sort of tablet. Yeah. My 6-year-old, he goes to a class once a week in the library, and most of it's on a tablet. They're learning how to navigate reading books on a tablet. So it's hard for them when they come home. And like, I know my 6-year-old, he has a tablet, but we bought the one that was for kid appropriate. You know what I mean?
Where
he can't go off on strange sites. It's hard to, when they're at school, they're getting immersed in using all these computer devices. When they come home, that's what he's used to. That's what he's comfortable with.
And I get that from an education standpoint. Because the world's changed. Like, they don't teach handwriting in school anymore.
Oh, wow.
So you'd be like, hey, how are they going to learn how to do a signature?
Wow.
But the digital world is changing. And, it, you know, if there's less paper, better for the trees. I get it. But there has to be, you still got to learn how to be a human being. And you can't learn that on a tablet.
Yeah.
You still have to interact. You still have to take, you have to go through life lessons. Dr. Peterson, who I would call myself a disciple. I think he's
like, he's the best.
He's the man. And he's oh, you got to read his book.
Yeah,
you read his book, chapter one, just off the lobsters, he'll have you there.
Okay.
But he calls it out. I've had the honor of having him being on the show with him, with Greg Gutfeld, a brilliant man. And he's in the fight of his life because he refuses to kowtow to these the woke and this gross misinterpretation of psychology and the gender stuff and the attacks on men. And
We'd love to have him on here.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
I'll flip.
I'll reach out. I'm glad you said flip. Because here's the difference is like, and this is where we struggle too, because we can't relate. Because we weren't attached to it. We were already kind of set in, I call it, the human being trait stuff.
Yeah, the flesh and blood reality of what interaction is.
Wrestling, you wanted to go to the event. You wanted to see it.
Right.
Then you'd see it on TV, and what would you do? You'd go do it in the front yard.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and you'd make the belts out of cardboard. You wouldn't make an avatar on your video game.
And there was, too, it seems like, mystery of, okay, well, who is this man behind the curtain? You know, who is this woman? Like, what's their family like? And it's just like everybody now is, you know, it's all out there now. There's no, right. It's the information's all out there. And it's just, I don't know, how much are we giving away for free? And where does is there, you know, is the mystery gone? And has that mystery taken away from the magic of what we're trying to do? I don't know.
I think we're...
Magic is the perfect word, because no one... I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to know how magic tricks are done. But once I know, I'm kind of like...
It's over.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
It's over.
Whereas, if, like you said, Kevin, if we would keep a little mystery about ourselves...
Right.
I think things would be a whole lot more exciting. Like, just keep to yourself. Do some of that shit.
Yeah,
unfortunately, some people just they need the fix.
Yeah,
because it's not when someone does crack, we all say, "Oh man, that's terrible." Like, "Oh god." Yeah. But if someone's on social media 18 hours a day, we should be saying the same thing.
I agree with.
We should be saying
you're absolutely right. Like alcohol or drugs, social media should be put right in that category. In my opinion,
it's mind altering.
Yeah.
It distorts reality.
100%.
And we're seeing what happens is we're seeing a lot of young men become violent because they believe in the fantasy of social media. And then they apply those things to the real world when they're looking for a girlfriend, boyfriend, mate, or whatever, and they're rejected because their social skills are terrible.
Right. Yeah.
And
life is not Dungeons and Castles.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And then all of a sudden, so what do? They act out like the character would on their social media. Now, it used to be. Now, we grew up, Bugs Bunny dressed up like a woman, tricked Elmer Fudd into falling in love with him, and then at some point stuffed dynamite down his pants and blew him up. While Elmer the entire time tried to shoot him in cold blood.
Right.
None of us ran out and bought dynamite when we were 14. Some of us like to dress up, but again, we encourage Aaron to be Aaron. No one's Yosemite Sam. Dance varmint, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had the most violent cartoons ever.
Yeah.
But, not, well, except for He-Man, but I'm convinced now He-Man was early grooming.
Right.
Watch He-Man now. Watch He-Man as an adult. Whoa.
Hey, do you remember Mr. Wizard?
Yeah, I remember he also was a heel. Watch him now.
Dude.
When a kid got a little smart and asked him the wrong question, Mr. Wizard would hit him with some sideways shit. Watch it.
Like, call him stupid to their face, and like, when you said life lessons, like, I remember one time he let this girl pour some like liquid nitrogen into something that liquid nitrogen shouldn't go into, and there was an explosion. It's the Mr. Wizard is a dick. I think you can search on it. Sorry,
Mr. Wizard is a dick.
Oh yes, everybody's got so much better. Shows in the 80s were so much. They were just more real.
Control, as Peterson quote, controlled danger is how kids learn. You put them in controlled danger.
get in the mud, scrape your knees a little bit. Dude, if I didn't fall out of the tree when I was 5 years old and almost pierced my nut, I would not be half the man I am today.
Luckily, no, that's true.
Luckily, I missed, but what a lesson I learned.
Yeah, I fell out of a tree or two in my time, and you learn real quick.
You know? Dude, that brings up a story of Trevor Paul. One time he ran off this jump on his bike, and he just smoked himself right in the nuts. And I laughed so hard because he came in doing this little dance, holding his balls, telling me, I think my balls are falling out. I think my balls are falling out. I'm sorry. Had to take him to the hospital. They had to do an EKG. What's the gimmick?
I hope they didn't EKG his nuts. That's inappropriate. No. You might want to get the number. The statute of limentations haven't run out in St. Louis.
What's the gimmick where they check the baby and stuff?
Pap smell?
Ultrasound.
Ultrasound. They had to do
pap smear. What the f*** is wrong with you, Aaron?
I didn't know.
They had to do an ultrasound on his ball. And the nurse lady had to put a little gel on there, and he giggled as he got his little pap ball smear. He's like 7 years old, bro. And I couldn't have been more proud of him as a dad. There you go, buddy. Good for you. Do what you gotta do, pal.
Trevor, sorry, man, but this fool said pap smear.
I said pap smell.
You know, I know we're closing down and we're almost to the end of the year, but I do want to give mad kudos, mad props to Mr. Idol for completing his challenge. I don't know if everyone else has
got the footage. I saw that.
I'm not even going to get into it, but the weights look different from the close-up, but I'll let him have it.
Perfect form, room to spare.
Yeah, he's always got to make it more dramatic than it needed to be. The close-up of the thing, you know, whatever.
He's a performer, man.
Verifying the weights.
Yes, he could have just did it.
I verified the weights.
Could have just
completed did it. Five. Not six, because I was keeping true to the bet. End of discussion.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's all I needed. And thank you so much for verifying.
Of course. And I think, too, because you were challenged, you were just able to go beyond yourself to make sure it happened. And that's what we do. Today, I'm meeting with a friend. I didn't even get into my Moldavite and the spiritual world I went to a couple days ago with a medium. But long story short, my one friend, we were like writing down a list. And like, who around you makes you better personally and professionally, and I was like, you know, come up with a couple names, and I wrote Jordan Peterson down, but then I wrote, you know what, the wise men, because we push each other, and we challenge each other, and together we can grow this half-assed talk show into a damn empire.
Yeah, because, honestly, we really don't have any rails. I mean, I guess we should have been talking about headlock takeover and the best way to do it. Never go to your left, but...
If this was episode 2 or 3, I'd say, yeah, man.
Yeah, we're beyond going on a this year. This is about us. Anyone can come on this damn show. It really don't. It really. If you're a mathematician and you just get some off your chest, hit us up.
Science. You know, if
Jordan Peterson, holler at me. I think I got his email. I'm going to shoot. Go big or go home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. This is Matt Walsh, as anyone will get. Yeah, like to a real locker room, like what they think we talk about. And like, this is like the conversations we have. This is pretty cool. Yeah. And like anyone can come in.
Trevor, do you believe in CBD? Like, do you
believe in THC?
Okay. All right. Thank you. So I'll keep it on CBD. Right. But I believe that stuff. I mean, do you take that stuff? Do you believe it heals you? Cause I do. Believe. Like, I believe like for arthritis, all that stuff. I take that stuff daily.
Did you take it right now?
No, I didn't know.
Segue ever.
Oh, I'm just saying.
You just went from pap smears to EC3's medium.
I'm trying
to get ready to wrap this up.
Okay.
And you just want to slide. Are you sponsored?
I'm trying to be.
Are you telling?
Okay, no, I'm not.
About
no, I'm looking for a sponsor.
Now the boots aren't so up. You got a meeting. You got
no,
a meeting
I don't.
With a company
I'm just
today.
Trying to put it out there. If anybody else believes in this stuff, I do.
Yes.
I'm a believer.
Everyone here believes in it.
Okay. Thank you.
I believe in crystals and rocks, and I said I was in the spirit world.
Yeah. But EC3 draws the line.
Yeah. Dimensions. I saw your promo, dude. That was one of the great
with your CBD oil. Get out of here. How dare you?
I didn't work.
So, hey, if I can get back to Skinwalker Ranch and the aliens that I talked to last night, sorry for the interruption from this moron talking about CBDs, which is basically clearing up his vision.
Yeah, well, I believe it's at least helping my arthritis.
It's helping your arthritis. Your eyes are getting closer together.
Are they?
Now when you say, hey, pick that up, four people don't look on the ground.
Okay, thank you. Because you actually see me in person. So that's good. That's good.
Oh, man. Sometimes I kill me. Oh, man. Oh. But I'm sorry. The A for the day goes to Aaron with asking if Trevor's son got a pap smear. So I just.
So the title of this episode is Moldavite, CBD, and Pap Smell.
Yeah.
I really want to get Moldavite in there maybe next week.
I think we and you know what?
Well, it's from an asteroid.
Hey, next week's episode, if we're still allowed to do this, I think we're going to go the whole spiritual thing because you know what? I got some questions for about the crystal thing. And, you know, because in my house, that's a big thing.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't get it.
Do you want me to see if I can get a brief
that's about the chakra system. Are you into the chakra system?
Because
EC3?
I've also used Aaron to... poltergeist the house.
Okay.
He came in and did some oils because I have to deal with my entire household believes in ghosts but me. Because when they told us we had three ghosts in the house, and I said, well, good, those motherfuckers should pay rent. Right. Like, you know, and if you're going to turn off the lights, at least turn them off when I'm going to bed so I don't have to get up. You know, it'd be nice to be like, yo, hit the lights.
Yep.
Thanks. At least pull your weight.
Yep.
Even though you're weightless. And if you did die, of all the places you could
why
go,
you
why the hell are you here?
Right.
You can go through walls. The door's right there.
Yeah.
You know, go see the woman that got away. You know what I'm saying? Just hanging out around the house watching me play Xbox and contemplating my death, you know? Or saying under my breath, great, meatloaf again, dear. Right. Oh, yeah. Taking out the trash when I'm like, I'm the one making this. I get no respect in this household, and I got some ghosts just floating around me. Help out, man. You know, you see me stuck in a lie. Poltergeist or something, you know?
Something over,
You need a medium. Yeah, if there's any mediums listening, any psychic mediums that want to be
on. Do you need a medium on here next week?
Yeah, let's get a medium. I can.
Hey, you guys want to bring Dr. Drew on? I see him tonight.
Man. Yeah, bring him on.
He can do wise man rehab. And we could get him to publicly shame A-Rod for pushing CBD oil on all of us.
I think it, bro. I believe it works in a holistic way.
Okay, I know three doctors here at Fox that I could get to come on, but Dr. Drew would be the good. Drew would be a good.
They say they don't believe in it.
No, I don't know what they say. Okay. Last time I sent him, I said hello.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, I really didn't get into his CBD oil beliefs, but I will tonight on Gutfeld. Okay. Right. I will find a way. Right. I host tomorrow. I'm not hosting tonight. I host tomorrow. But at some point on the show, I will ask his interest in CBD oil if you can help my friend A-Rod, who's trying to take over the show, and he's trying to get a CBD oil sponsor to kind of...
Hey, do you think you could say the word pap smell on the show when you...
No, I don't want to lose my TV job.
Yeah. Do you think when, you know, everyone's on vacation for the holidays, you can sneak us in on a Friday for a panel?
I am working on that. Glenn Jacobs was phenomenal, so he's opened the door. So,
yeah, but he's the best of us.
the most respectable one for sure.
All right, fine. I'll get Sean Waltman on. If he does well, we're in. You know, and who knows in the new year, maybe someone will have his own show. So, you know, so we can slide more guys in. But we're definitely doing it big time here. I need to get everybody in studio here so we can film this damn thing.
At the very least,
I'm
going to
fly you guys all in Southwest. So you guys wait for those tickets.
Yeah.
They're coming any day now.
I'm still A-list, baby. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm A-list too. Speaking of A-list, for more podcasts like this, just like this, good luck. You can reach us at foxnewspodcast.com. This has been The Wise Men. And before I go, for your narrative needs, it's the New Year's. The New Year's is coming up. It's time to change, make some changes, and no one can help you more than EC3. Where can people get information to fix themselves?
Let's go to join.free
EC3.com. I'm going to make a promo code too for if you're listening to the Wise Men, use the promo code Wise Men, plural, Wise Men. And I don't know, we'll do 25% off.
All right, A-Rai, you writing this down?
I am, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I got it.
All right. All right.
I'm good with EC3. Yeah, I got it.
You gotta go away with him for a little while.
Yeah, maybe. I told him I was watching the pay per view and the promo he cut. I texted him right after.
You know what's funny is like I had, when I had first started working with EC3, I put him in the same category with like Santino, with he could take the audience and do the haha, and he could wrestle whenever he wanted to. But I never saw the Kevin Sullivan in him. And there's a, because you can get so comfortable being, because everyone loves funny.
Right.
Heel funny, babyface funny, you know what I'm saying? But then to risk that, to put, take the, that type of charisma, which is rare, and put it away and come back with something completely different and just as powerful, hardly anyone I've ever seen be able to change.
Yeah.
Personas like that without it being like you catch a glimpse of the original character.
Right.
Like Hogan, when he went to be Evil Hogan, he was still Hogan. He was just, everyone just stopped cheering.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying? Yeah. Like, but like EC3 has completely reinvented himself.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. It really cost me a lot.
And EC3, you're into crystals and mediums, right? Because that's the level now. I'm on now. You know what I mean? Okay. I'm looking for that type
of guy. So next week, medium, Dr. Drew, somebody with a
all
doctor.
Of it. Anybody who,
anybody
has
who speaks to dead people, we'll get you on next week. We're going to figure this out.
Yeah.
All right, this has been the Wise Men. Trevor, I know how strong your bond is with the Lord. Please tune in. Come back next week.
Man, I'm thinking that crystals and mediums, what the
just bring, hey, bring your Bible and start condemning him.
Aaron,
bring your secret society book with you.
Yep.
And let's get to the bottom of this.
Y'all are crazy.
Hey, y'all, I'm not into this.
We don't talk about the book.
Yeah, sorry, Aaron. We won't talk about the book. So, all right. And hopefully we get a sponsor where we can tell people where they can get a pap smear. Because it's always good to have one, from what I've told. Make sure everything's working okay. So, and apparently in this day and age, men now can get pap smears too. So
they probably can.
That's progress. All right. Enough said. Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. Congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.